All this week in our series, Your Money and Your Life, we've been talking about saving for retirement. A couple days ago, we heard about a do-it-yourself option, going online and investing with the help of a robo-advisor. Well, perhaps you would prefer a human being, and if so, NPR's John Itzty is about to tell you what you should look for and what you should try to avoid.
The first thing to realize about financial advice is that it's not free, and it often costs more than you think. That's what Maura Ahrens Mealy found when she decided to find a financial advisor after she inherited an IRA from her father.
I felt like I wanted an advisor because I was uncertain about, I never had any money before, frankly. And, you know, I really wanted to be a good steward of it.
She found an advisor who charged her a yearly fee of 1% of the value of the IRA. That's pretty standard. But after receiving some quarterly reports, she started feeling uneasy about all the added fees.
The fees were all over the place, so that even though my fee that I had agreed with my advisor seemed completely reasonable, it was that there seemed to be all these hidden fees in various funds.
So in addition to paying her advisor 1% a year, Ahrens Mealy was also paying a lot to managers of the mutual funds in her portfolio. The average U.S. mutual fund charges just under 1% in fees. That may sound like small change, but the impact can be truly dramatic. Over 30 years, paying 1% annually for advice and another 1% for your mutual funds could cut your retirement gains almost in half. So keeping fees much lower than average is critical, says Kate Fries, a retirement advisor at the family firm based in Bethesda, Maryland. Fries also charges a 1% fee for her advice, but she's all about keeping the other fees to a minimum.
The vast majority of the time, whether in an index fund or ETF, it should be well under a 0.5%.
An ETF is a basket of stocks traded like a single stock in the stock market. Often, investors pay too much in fees because their advisors get commissions from mutual fund companies to steer business to high-fee products. But Fries is a fiduciary, which means she is required to put her clients' interests first. That's something you should insist on when you seek financial advice. Of course, paying close to 1.5% also could cut significantly into your investment returns. So why not just invest on your own in one of those cheap robo-advisors online? Well, Fries argues it can be worth it to pay for a human advisor. She says they can help organize your finances to achieve your goals and, when you're ready, structure your retirement. She also says she protects her clients from themselves.
It's really hard when the market is as volatile as it was this past August and to not knee-jerk react and decide, oh gosh, is now the time to sell? You know, I don't want to lose everything.
But here's the problem for the vast majority of Americans. They don't have enough money to access Fries's advice. Her firm requires a $600,000 minimum investment. But there is a new model emerging for providing less expensive retirement advice. It's being offered by a number of firms, including a recent startup named Rebalance IRA. Its managing director, Scott Puritz, says the model is a hybrid that keeps costs low by combining human advisors on the phone and technology online.
Rebalance IRA charges 0.5% for retirement investment advice for our clients.
That's half the cost of a traditional investment advisor. And Rebalance builds investment portfolios of index funds and ETFs that add just 0.2% to the fee.
So our clients experience all-in, everything-type cost of 0.7% per year.
But Rebalance IRA requires a minimum investment of $100,000, and Vanguard's similar service requires a $50,000 minimum. That still excludes the majority of Americans. To fill that gap, a new network of financial planners has sprung up. It's called the XY Planning Network. Christina Guglielmetti of Future Perfect Planning is one of them.
We are all planners who are trying to deliver quality fiduciary financial planning services to clients who have traditionally been cut out of financial planning.
Her clients are often younger people, freelancers, new parents. Guglielmetti charges them $500 for an initial plan. She charges about $100 a month to be on retainer. And like some other planners in her network and elsewhere, she'll work for an hourly fee. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.